Be still and know. There are some people who spend more time nosing into the affairs of others than they give to their own affairs. To attend to their own business and let other people's business alone seems to be a hard job for some, this observation from columnist John R. Gunn. In writing to the Christians in Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul gave them some good, sound advice. He said, "Study to do your own business." Some of the church members were making themselves officious in other people's affairs. They were going about telling the other church members how to do their work. They were trying to set everyone else right, except themselves. Busybodies, Paul calls them. "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." Busybodies, people who are busy with everyone's business but their own. We find them not only in our churches, but in all groups. And wherever they operate, they create disturbances. Of course, genuine concern over the needs of others is another matter entirely. Wherever we can extend a helping hand to one in need, it is our duty to do so. But this is very different from officious meddling in other people's business. This would be a much, much happier world if each of us would mind his own business. Here's something to remember. Don't be a meddler. Don't spend your time prying into things that do not concern you. You will be quite busy if you mind well your own business. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this admonition from 1 Thessalonians. Study to do your own business.